Netrude Alpha.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha.
He just lag out. Yeah,
yeah.
He did just lag out. Oh my god. Steak, that was hot.
Did that really?
Wow. Yeah, that came out hot.
Whoa!
I thought it was connection again or something.
That was funny sounded. No, I mean, that was...
Oh, damn.
You could name the episode technical difficulties and just use that in the beginning.
We're not going to edit it out. Just keep going.
Yeah, we are, dude. Should I restart my PC, maybe?
You're fine, dude. You're fine.
Fine. Now it's fine.
Because you guys sound kind of laggy to me. A little bit.
Pet Food Alpha.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, brought to you by BeTheGamer.com. We are the podcast that brings you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I'm Chinchilla.
And we have a couple of special guests with us today. Rusty Tiger.
Hey.
And Fowley.
Yo.
What's up, guys?
And they're joining us for the first time. Interesting little factoid. Rusty Tiger's never been on the show before. And I'm excited to have him on the show. He is my cousin in real life.
Yep.
Not like cousin Mike. We're homies. I mean, we're homies, but...
That's what's up, cuz.
Yeah, cuz. He's my cousin. Word.
Pretty much.
All right, word. So, we don't have any news this week.
Maybe no news is good news.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
or after this special task force, maybe no news is very bad news.
Maybe that could be, because you know,
lazy.
Those people...
Yeah,
sure. Special task force. They got their uniforms and everything, and they're just sitting there at their computer eating Cheetos.
Special task force unit.
Ranger. Sorry.
Special task force unit is STFU.
Special task force unit, go.
Okay,
go.
All right,
since we don't have any news, we'll jump right into the thick of things. Let's see. Who should we start with?
I think we'll start with our guests.
All right.
Indeed.
So, how about Rusty? What have you been doing in-game?
What have I been doing?
Yes. Yeah. What have you been doing in-game?
Mostly just leveling Ninja like crazy, because it's like really low. It's actually high enough now, but I've been leveling like for the past couple weeks. And
very cool.
Just planning stuff ahead on stuff I need to do once I get to 30, because I got to farm like crazy.
Yeah.
I have to get, like...
You level so slow.
I know, I got so much going on.
No, you know.
What's up?
He's lagging out again.
Oh, he's lagging out again.
No point.
We already started. We're just going to go.
I've seen you. Oh my gosh.
Stay?
Oh god, this Molja looks like he's confused.
What's going on?
Okay.
Sorry, connection lost.
Am I lagged out?
Yes.
You're kind of on and off, but whatever. We started it. We'll deal with it.
Yeah, sorry, connection lost.
If anything, it'll give the people in the forums another thing to make fun of you for. So,
all right.
It lags often.
He
dropped the call.
What were you saying, though, Steak?
He's gone. I'll have to re-invite him.
Oh, he's gone.
Keep
he's
going.
Gone, I didn't see him.
Work with it. Work with it, people.
Yeah. Improv, go.
Work.
All right. I forgot he was going to say. He was saying something.
He was saying something about leveling and...
I think he meant because you're leveling at that pace, it's understandable. You know, not everybody should be able to hit 75 right away.
Yeah.
Within like
that's
that
true.
Day or that
that's
month or that year.
That's sickening if they do.
I did in 3 months.
That's pretty good.
3 months, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
as
opposed
I would have did
like
it in two, but
two
I wasn't
so.
Working.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is too is that like when we were getting into the game, both Bally and I and stuff like that, we were getting a lot of pressure from people to level like crazy and stuff like that. And
well, I leveled like crazy with my white mage, my visit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, under the circumstances, it was different for you. Not in a bad way. It's just that you just enjoyed the game a lot and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't get that much pressure. You know, there's people out there that have. And, you know, it's all about how you pace yourself in a game that makes it enjoyable
right.
to you.
It's
me,
definitely.
I like to, yeah. I just like to enjoy the journey, not the finish line. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I got to go places.
Finish lines can be fun, though, depending
yeah.
on...
Yeah, depending where you go.
I mean, and there can be, you know... In that aspect, I mean, there can be so many because, you know, you set, you know, your little goals here and there and you get that done and then you find something else to do. I mean, so you gotta see, you know, which finish line. There's like that ultimate one of like having every single thing at 75 and like,
oh,
the Uber,
every relic
there's,
here.
Like, there's like the Uber, at, there's like the Uber finish line and then you got like your little finish lines.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. See? Yeah. Yeah. Is that steak?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's me.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
I have returned
from the dark side.
You keep disconnecting, so you're going to have to like eat party
ever.
Steak.
I apologize. I apologize. So where were we?
I'm sorry, I got booed you.
What'd you say?
We got booed you. RMT.
Oh,
no. You disconnected it three times.
I are no RMT.
No, no, no. If Fusion, Steak, and myself all DC'd at the same time, you'd be like,
then we would
be
RMT.
RMT.
Oh my god.
But, Steak, did you hear everything that we were saying just now a few minutes ago?
Well, I heard up until Fowley said that you level slowly.
Oh. Now, after that, we were just saying...
I disagreed, like, because I think that Fowley levels very quickly, and...
I leveled nice and slow.
Dude, you hit the cap... Didn't you hit the cap on Kujata?
Yes, he did.
And, like, very little short there. Amount of time?
It was only 3 months.
That's not bad.
Oh god, yeah. They're fighting something else.
Well, no, we were just saying that, like, we were all just saying that everyone levels at their own pace and stuff like that, pretty much, and everything. So,
yeah, like me, I've been playing Final Fantasy XI since I got back from Nam.
from Nam? Did you say Nam?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I was playing before the on the first release.
Steak had like it wasn't even beta; it was like alpha on Atari. That's how long he's been playing this game.
Sorry.
That is elite.
It's like I came
back
up
in my day, we had one button and no keyboard.
And I had to type everything with a joystick.
And a stick.
Well, I got a story. I got a story. I mean, like, when me and Todd, like, met, because we lost in touch with each other for, like, a good long time. And then when the family got back together and everything like that, and we clicked just like that on Final Fantasy and everything. Because I told him I played video games and stuff and asked him if he still played, and he's like, yeah, I've been playing Final Fantasy, and we just...
Very cool.
Yeah, we're like...
It was nice, literally. And then to end up on the server later.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you guys created a character on Kujata out of pity.
not really.
No? I was all alone.
Or I wouldn't be 75.
Yeah. Stakes on the little island of Vanadil that is the Kujata server.
Yeah.
Just kind of sitting there.
Because you guys Kujata was after the, was it around before or after the PC version?
Yeah, I think it was after the PC, because there,
Kujata is one of the original servers.
It was?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Because Ramu's not an original server.
Ramu is not an original server?
No.
No, it was on, I think it was after. Or was it the first deities?
No. It was later because you were on Bahamut or another server at the
time. Yeah, I was on Bahamut first when I had the PC version.
And then remember when our friend went there onto Ramu and he
convinced
us
Bahamut.
To go jump on there.
Heck yeah, Bahamut.
Bahamut was awesome.
Bahamut rocks. Bahamut's still awesome. And it's not just me and Sammy are on it.
Yeah, right.
I had a monk named Wolfie.
Dude, that's my old dog's name.
Cool.
Your dog played Final Fantasy?
No.
That's awesome.
How did you pull it off?
That would be cool. I want to see a dog play Final Fantasy.
He was a beast.
Beastmaster.
I'm sorry. All right. Yeah. So where were we?
So Foley, what have you been doing in game?
Meriting like a crazy, crazy SOB.
Very cool.
I love it.
What job are you?
On this server, I'm a monk. I'm thinking of leveling Sam or Ninja next.
Sam is fun.
I have Sam like, at 41. Like, I love it.
Sam is fun.
Sam is fun.
Dude, all right.
Oh, you don't believe me, dude?
Especially no. The ability.
My Sam is like
30.
I think my Sam is 33.
I'm so used to being, you know, white mage and summoner and black mage and
yeah.
To be Absolutely. A DD, it's so different.
It is. Yeah.
It's
a different culture.
It's addictive as hell.
Yeah, I have to say, Fally, since I went over to Lakshmi and I'm leveling a mage and everything, I know what the mage side of things is like for the most part. What you have to go through and deal with.
Welcome to my hell.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm so sorry for all those times I asked you to give me a cure.
Dude, no, I mean, it's also learning.
R1 experience. For everyone.
Yeah.
It's also R1 a good learning all. Experience, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, because you get to understand how things work mm-hmm. and how they work with melee jobs and so forth and everything. Because I'm so used to melee.
It's hard when you go from melee to mage because like you're like, shoot, I have to try now.
Yeah. I have to actually pay attention.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't have to look away.
Not to diss melee, but you know, a lot of the times they just engage the mob, you know, and
sit back.
Yeah.
And they wait for the whistle.
They're sitting there scanning the chat log. They're like, okay, is it doing any status effects? You know, it's crazy. Yep.
I just got hit with sand breath.
See, this is why they should make Stupid a mage dragon. Link shell called All My White Mage or something, or One Race to Live.
Very nice.
Oh my god, you gave him an R1? He's level 70.
Nice.
Very cool. So,
all right.
What have you been doing in game, Sting?
Yeah.
I dedicated a lot of my time this past weekend finalizing the Thriller video.
Which is actually, that's on our in our download section now on Be the
Game.
Good
job, man.
Check it out. It's
very amazing.
Did great.
Thank
you. Very nice.
It's out on our forum. You can hit it from our forums.
YouTube.
You can download it. It's out on YouTube. If you search for Steak 42 Kujata, you'll see both of my videos there. I think it came out pretty nice.
Yeah, definitely.
I've been getting a lot of positive feedback, so all the hard work was worth it.
You do. You have put a lot of innovation into it. I mean, seriously.
I do what I can do, man. I try to set the bar high for all the
I
other
can't believe
videos
Classis has us fighting three different Moljas and a Seapuck.
Anyways, go check it out. Go check it out and leave me a comment about it. Let me know what you think, because that'll help me in my next venture,
it's a hard knock life, lol derg. I want to see that video, Walter. Maybe.
You should. You probably should be, you know, something.
I'll do it just for you, dude.
Awesome.
It'll it's be like a special short, dedication to the Walderg himself.
Except I'm the Raffelderg.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Well, since we've met...
Yeah, well, whatever. Yeah. Well, yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Well,
whatever.
Well,
I do whatever.
What are you doing?
Hmm? Yeah. Hmm?
What's yeah. Chinchilla, what have you been doing?
What have you been doing?
Oh, I've been doing Links. A lot of
oh,
stuff,
boy.
Dudes.
Lots Links. And lots of stuff.
I fought my first gods, like, all week. Like, I was in the sky, like, every night.
Awesome.
We did,
gods are fine.
We did Genbu, like, a few times. Maybe mm-hmm. even, like, four or five.
Yeah.
We did a few Byakos.
Oh, I like Byakko. He's so cool.
Suzaku, we did mm-hmm. once, and we did Karin, which was awesome.
Oh wow, very cool.
That Whoa. Was such a fun fight.
Oh yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah,
it can be a long fight though too. How long did it take you guys?
I want to not even an hour.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
That's pretty good.
It
that's
was
actually
like,
pretty good.
We had
that's
like
pretty
two
good,
parties.
Yeah.
Chinsley Shell's crazy.
We had two parties in an alliance, and we had another party, and in the alliance. We had, like, the tank party, Titan, Karin, And every time one of the gods would pop up that he summons, the extra party that's not in the alliance would grab it, pull it to the black mages, and call for help. And so that way only the little mini god gets called for help on. And all the black mages would just destroy this
mini god.
Very cool.
Almost in one nuke. Like it,
wow,
that's good. They were down.
That
in
is
like
good.
Minutes.
How many black mages do you got?
Well, usually I'm always in the black mage party because I'm on Corsair. Mm-hmm. So there'd be four.
Jealous.
Four black mages, a summoner, and me, and there were black mages in the other parties also.
Okay. Very cool.
And so we just whipped through all those real quick. And the hardest part is when you actually fight him, I think,
mm-hmm.
because his regen is so high.
Is
so,
yeah, and it is sick.
I mean, I don't think we might have had like 3 deaths total.
Wow.
But like, if you wiped to him and he regened, like you'd. It would take forever to get him back down, especially if you were down to like 2% or something.
Oh man,
that would be horrible.
Unbelievable. Very cool.
Nice.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Awesome.
Yeah,
had a lot of fun with that.
Especially since you killed him quickly, because the friends of ours, Fally and I, are friends. They've beaten Karen in like what, 2 hours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes 3.
I've heard of someone taking like 4 hours before.
Yeah, it could take 4 to 5 hours.
It's just
the one in. The holy classic Wing Shell did it in like an hour or two.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I was just like, that's nice. I think it's like, it's SOVK or something.
It's like, if there's a monster that takes you longer to kill than Dynamis, that's, there's something.
Oh,
wrong.
Oh, that's another thing I did. Dynamis.
I still want to do one.
Oh, you did Windurst?
For the second time. We didn't win.
Okay.
But we went in. We went in, we started with maybe 13 people.
Wow.
And we got halfway through.
Wow.
Like, no
that's pretty
problem.
Good.
That's pretty good with 13
First
people.
Time?
It was like 13 or 14.
Okay.
And so we grabbed, people were coming in because they were logging on a little late. And whatever, mm-hmm. they had stuff to do.
Yeah, it happens.
Can't blame them.
So we're going through, and I don't know if you've done that Dynamis before, but you like go up past the auction house, you take a right, and you go all the way to the end to a notorious monster. And then what we did is we turned around and went back. And you know, like that first bridge.
Which section? Yeah, I can't talk. Which
walls.
Which part? Walls.
It's
okay.
Walls.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wehrhart's okay. Walls.
And so we go back, and there's this like house to the left, mm-hmm. and you don't want to fight that house because it links with a bunch of other mobs. Like, right. all the mobs there. So what we do is we just, like, hugged the right wall, mm-hmm. and we snuck by him and went, like, up the hill where, like, the ramp to the middle tower is.
Okay.
Heaven's Tower.
Yeah.
And we got stuck there.
Okay.
The thief went to pull, and he pulled, like, all the mobs on top, and the mobs on the bottom started moving closer, and we were like, what, it's mm-hmm. a pipe.
Yeah, I've had some bad luck with that.
Like,
we did a...
No!
One HP...
I remember we did a Bastok run one time, and like right when you enter it, there you come out right by like in mines. There's like the stables, and then there's like the auction house. And we had pulled a guy like towards like the auction house. He started running to us. Then out in for no reason, he goes all the way to the left, aggroes the stables, and comes back with like 20 guys. We just
oh, no.
hey you wow. guys.
I was on TeamSpeak with my Link Shell, and all of a sudden he just starts going off in this other direction out of nowhere, and we're like, oh crap.
What are you doing, dude?
Hey,
come back.
Guys.
Actually, no, go away.
Yeah, it was
nice, dude.
Bad, yeah,
Dynamis is a lot of fun.
It is. Yeah.
I mean, it's aggravating when you don't. And you don't win. The only one I've won was Juno, and that one. And we tried Windurst one time before that, and I've tried Bastok.
Okay.
Before.
Yeah, I'm doing but Juno Sunday.
Juno seems is it's like
I
want to
do Dynamis.
Is it?
Yeah. Like in comparison to Windurst.
No, well, Windurst is one of the harder ones, I believe.
Well,
yeah, it is.
I've been hearing from people.
So mm-hmm. we're doing the Bastok one, right? And we get to this 1NM, and he does 100 fists and totally, like, wipes
yep.
us all.
I've had that happen before.
There was, like, 2 people Monk alive,
power.
Just, like, stunning him and sleeping him. And we had, like, the DDs get up. I think he ended up dying to, like, 3 people for,
wow.
like, just hacking away as much as they could.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Brutal. Very cool.
Other than that, I just
good times. Good
I have a question
times.
About that. what? About end gaming and stuff. Apparently, I mean, Chinchilla, you're doing it with people that you know for the most part, right?
That I know this. I knew some of the people in the link shell, and you have to like apply to it. So I applied.
Yeah, you always have to apply to
an application, and they have to interview.
I'm still waiting on an interview for this server.
Oh, strength for now, strength for later at GoDynamics.com for the most part. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Oh my god.
No, it's a joke. My coworker and I were joking about it because she just hit. She's like in her 60s, and everyone's like not like messenger like crazy to join like this the Dynamics Link Shell and God's Link Shell like crazy, but she doesn't want to do it right now, and they still keep bothering her.
The Link Shell I'm in it is pretty unique because it's mostly H&M, but they do you know Sky, they do Limbus, and they do Dynamis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of stuff. You really don't need any other, because I know a lot of link shells are just Dynamis.
Yeah, just they just do H&M. One thing. Yeah.
So you switch,
and that bothers me.
But ours is like a
cornucopia. Okay. Yeah.
Like no, I was just saying that my
shell we do a plethora.
No, I'm just saying that my point was that it just sounds like you know it's so, the endgame stuff's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it sounds like it's a lot of fun if you do it with the right people.
Oh, right.
But it can be a chore if you're doing it with the wrong people too.
Yeah,
like, it could be a chore with the right people.
Yeah,
so that's
Paragon, like my nightmares. Right?
Yeah,
yeah. Sometimes Paragon. You just get a bad
Paragon run. For the win.
Yeah,
Carbuncle. Woo. So
Carbuncle Fenrir.
Carbuncle
Fenrir, better dog.
Carbuncle
Fenrir is a better dog.
Jigglypuff, or wait.
Jigglypuff!
No, wrong
game.
No Pokemon Mudcup. Associated with summons, please.
Mudcup.
No.
Mudcup. Urge likes some Mudcup.
Carby, choose you! Moving right along. Moving right
along.
Be quiet, Carby, or she'll get the gas.
Else? Anything else you've been doing, Chinch?
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Just level and thief.
Cool.
True.
So what are, I guess that's on me now.
Yeah.
So what have I done this week? I did Promethean Basel.
Ooh. Nice. That is fun.
Yeah.
I love that one.
It was fun. Then after that, I started three paths. I got the Tenzin path done, which is those things are just like ridiculously long. You have to go to like this one cutscene here, and then you got to go to this town over here, and then you got to go to this town, and then you got to go check some cutscene over here, and then you got to go back to the town, and then you got to go kill something, you got to do another cutscene, and you got to go kill something again. It's just, it's ridiculous.
The only thing I haven't done was the last kill in Equiphem,
mm-hmm.
with that notorious monster.
The one in the tower?
Yeah, the one in the tower.
That thing was,
my party.
That thing is hard.
My party that was like that did the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
We were all ready to go, and then like I think the white mage said, "No, I was a white mage."
Yeah, you go and expect in some like you're like, okay, you know, we're not capped or anything anymore. But that thing was it was a challenge.
They didn't want to do it.
It wasn't
they left.
It wasn't hard, but I mean, it put up a pretty good fight.
They left me.
It had some really good I think next to the black mage, I did like the second most damage. On my dragon
like,
with it, just
you're a white mage. You can solo it.
It was yeah.
I'm like
no, I don't think you can solo this one.
No, I can't solo it. Not even on light day.
Yeah, and we did the Mithra BC fight today.
Oh, the three Mithras
thing. Our paladin got light skill chained by these two Mithra. He just dropped because the Mithra and the BC they skill chain people.
Yes, it is awesome.
Really?
It is awesome to watch.
Nasty.
That's why you need a summoner.
It is nasty, and one of them's a dragoon, so like she'll do something, then the wyvern will like heal her or something.
Yep.
And then they come out of nowhere, and they'll just like kill you. And it's
so just, awesome to watch.
It's terrible. Because like I'm sitting there, all of a sudden, the one turns around, and like they like talk too in chat. It's like, my turn, I'm like, what? Boom! Like I get guillotined, and I just drop.
That sucks, dude.
It sucked. I also that reminds me too. I also broke the latent effect on my trial weapon, and I got impulse drive this week too.
Nice.
Oh, you suck!
I actually broke it while farming waters up in the sky.
Now, what is that? What does that mean?
When you get a certain level and a certain like skill level, you can get a trial weapon.
Okay.
And what that does is you have to do so many. You have to use a weapon skill so many times with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can get you get one weapon skill point for like you know whatever weapon skill you do. But then if you do like skill chains,
1, 2, and 5,
you get more points.
That's right, 1, 2, and 5.
And then once you get, what is it, 200 or 500?
You have to do 500 to break a latent.
Okay. Yeah, so after you get 500 of these points.
No, it's 200 for a latent. It's 500. 500 for weapons like the coffin maker and stuff like that. The weapon skill is only 200.
It's a lot. Huh. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, it
but
is.
You got to do it a lot, and then you go talk to the guy, and he'll give you this map to the Annals of Truth, which looks kind of close to Annals of Truth, which I don't think I want a map for that. But you go each weapon is different, and so you go, you fight an NM, you go back, and then you get the new weapon skill unlocked, which is pretty cool.
You want a Snickers while you're there?
Yeah.
Be there a while?
Yeah, right. So yeah, that's really all I've been doing in game, just poning the COP.
Word, dude. Good job.
Word.
Alright, we should stop there.
Yeah, good call. 25 minutes.
Alrighty. So, awesome. Good there job, man.
Indeed.
Right, so I guess we got the top 10 list for RMD.
Yes.
Well, last week we started this up with was it You Know You're Addicted When? Was that the one we did last week?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So this week, we didn't have a full top 10 list, so we went ahead and finished the top 10 we threw. They're not in really any particular order, but
they're pretty good. All right. So, do you want to start? Go ahead and start. You read the first one, and we'll.
All right. Yeah, this first
we'll
one is
around,
mine,
like
so.
We did last time.
Uh-uh. You know you're an RMT when you fight Genbu with two warp cudgels.
Dual wield for the win.
Dual warp for win.
All right, Chichilla, you go now.
You know you're an RMT when you DC and the five people that have you on auto-follow also DC.
Alright, Rusty, you're next.
I don't have the list.
You don't have the list?
Oh no. My god.
I never got it.
We gave you
the list.
Oh
my god.
We gave you
all right,
the
well,
list.
I'll read it then. Right. Wait, right. Fowley, do you have the list?
Yeah, I do.
Alright, you okay. Read the next one.
You know you are RMT when your 14-letter name is two letters repeated over and over.
Wait, I think Fusion should read the next one.
You
I found it. I have it.
Okay. You want to pick up this next one?
Fusion, you go first. I'll go next.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Fusion should read this next one.
You know you're an RMT when you have an X at the end of your name.
LOL, Fusion X, RMT.
You caught me.
You caught the tater.
You caught the tater.
Can I get some free gil?
Why is it always like, yeah, you know, this guy quit and gave me all this money. Cool, can I have some? No.
Dude, I had a party do that. They all left to go grab that person's gil. I'm like, you called me out to party. Where are you going? Oh, this guy's giving away all stuff.
Dude, shout in Juno. He's giving away like bronze subligar.
I'm like, oh my god, why leave me? I want EXP.
Yeah,
subligar, dude. It's like nice. A free subligar.
Subligar.
Subligers.
White trash RMT say subliger.
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 Right?
Subliger over subliger. Here.
I like the Pokemons.
Subliger.
The Pokemans.
Subliger.
Pokemon.
Pokemon, you got that.
I guess I'll go next.
Alright, let's go.
Yeah.
Mudcup says yes.
Alright. The next one is.
Oh my god.
Okay, go ahead, Rusty.
Okay, you know you're an RMT when the level 40 white mage in your party is running around in a level 8 tunic and an emirates ring and nothing else.
Wow. True.
Absolutely.
I've seen priceless. That.
It's I've seen it too.
That guy especially needs a on this stamp server. On his forehead that says "I are not party."
I are party. I are party long time. All right, I'll read the next one. The next one is you are level 60 and rank 1.
True.
It's always
true.
Sad. They're always sad.
Is rank 1.
It's like if you just search,
I don't care. I don't care like, if you are at RMT. Learn the story. Have a little fun.
Yeah,
that,
enjoy
that happened
your
to
job.
My friend. Oh, that my happened God. To a friend of my own. My
enjoy
link
pissing
show.
Off
the wrong one.
Enjoy pissing off thousands of players.
Yeah. No, it happened to my friend once. He was in an all party at like level 40 or 50 or something, and they were all level 1, rank 1, had warrior sub.
They're on the crawler. They're in the crawler's nest right now on Kajana.
Yes, they will remove.
Oh, they're moving up in the world.
Yep, they're in the crawler's nest farming.
All right,
silly
I'll take
RMTs.
I'll take the next one because this actually happened.
Right.
You know you're an RMT when you have a link shell the day after RMT countermeasures are announced. No lie, we're up in sky and there's this whole like gang of like 60 RMT all just standing together.
Wow.
So we go, and this is like camp in Uli, and they got claim. So we go to do Corinne, and there they all are, like the next night with this red link shell.
Crazy.
Yeah. We're like, what are you doing? Why would you, like, secret special task force might get me. I better get a red link shell.
It's like, what, did their headsets or something in the office break, so they need the link shell to communicate now?
Yeah.
Just shout across. No
the excuse me, Bob, can you pass over that coffee and pull Gambu for me?
Yeah.
And you gotta wonder, too, because all these guild sellers, they use bots and things, like, how do they even do their job? What do they do, like... They all go out to lunch, and there's, like, the one guy. It's like the janitor's just sitting there waiting for something to happen, and he just, like, hits a macro key, and everything happens. Like, what?
I have what no
are,
idea.
You know, they're getting paid for all this stuff, but they're botting.
Yep, it's pretty like, much.
It's well, you gotta make your job as easy as there, possible.
Someone's slacking on the job. They need to get a pay cut.
Yeah, really, though. They probably don't make much, though.
Not really.
Yeah.
They probably make peanuts.
They get, like, half.
Dude, I want peanuts.
Ow, right. I just got lightning breath.
Let's read the next one.
Moving right along.
Fuse, you go.
All right, this is actually one that me and my friends have seen. You know you're an RMT when you repeatedly send PT me intels.
Wait, say it again.
I never heard
PT
of that.
PT me?
One more time.
Yep.
PT me?
For the people in the cheap seats.
I'm not saying it again.
You know what? God forbid if you got Elmo's.
LOLs.
My friend was he was leveling his white mage. Actually, it was taken. And he kept getting all these tells. It was just like, PT me? And he's like, no. PT me? Go away.
I've
like,
never heard of that
He almost
before.
Called a GM. Like, it was just insane.
GM you?
You PT me? Yes, we kill stuff. You give me
you
all your
are
money.
You are
give me stuffs. You give me all your stuffs.
I buys your gills, yeah.
I attack
all your
now.
Gills are belong to us.
Oh, no, no.
Oh,
no,
my
no,
God.
No.
Comment, yeah.
All right, I'll read the next one. So it says, you know you are an RMT when you've been in a party for 2 days and only at your computer for 30 minutes.
I've seen that stuff. I'll get like an invite from these RMT people. I'm like, no, you know, go away. I'll come back on. I'm just for curiosity's sake, I'll do like a see all or whatever. They're still there.
Still
it's like they either are like drinking Red Bull like it's water or they're just
that
botting.
Can't be good for your kidneys.
No, it's not actually. It's called a kidney stone.
Every time you drink Red Bull, God kills a kidney. Please think of the kidneys.
Aw, poor kidneys.
Well, too much of one thing is no good anyway.
This message has been brought to you by the American Association for Kidney Health.
Nice.
Word. All right, who's got the next one?
I think Rusty,
do it?
You want to go? Go.
Hmm?
Rusty,
right.
Go.
Yeah.
Go.
You know you're an RMT if you're a bot.
Ain't that the truth?
You are
Hello?
A bot.
You are
Hello,
bot.
I am bot. I are
PT
a bot.
Me.
PT me now?
You give me gil.
Like, it's like, hello, what are you camping today? I am sorry, I don't speak any English.
I'm sorry, I are bot.
What language do you speak? I'm sorry.
Sorry, I do not speak English.
You examine them, they're sorry, like, they wave I at do you. Not speak. You send them a tell, you're like, dude, what are you doing? They wave at you again, you're like... Like, this person's either, like, completely out of it.
Like, hey, would you like some free gil? I do not speak any English.
Oh, I think if they said gil, they'd have something like... An alarm would go off. Thank you. An alarm goes off the office. Somebody's offering you gil.
Dude,
back on the computer.
Dude, the first set of bots I've somebody's seen,
pager,
they were like...
Somebody's pager goes off.
Somebody
like,
said
oh,
gil.
Man, I gotta...
Get back to the office.
Gil has appeared in your chat log. Get to the computer.
I need ASAP. To use your computer.
I need to play Warcraft.
No, you know what scared me, though?
I need to play World of Warcraft.
Yeah, you know what scared me, though? The first set of bots I've seen, they were all... There were sets of three. They were all Hume, blonde hair, ponytail, everything. One was ABC, one was ABD, one was ABE.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird.
Yep, see, I'm from the old school when there used to be phishing bots, when you could bot phishing easily.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah, and it would be so everywhere.
Oh, my God.
I used to die in the weirdest spots.
That's the reason why they changed phishing.
Yeah.
So that you actually have to have player involvement because there was so much botting.
I would die in horrible, out-of-the-way spots and then see somebody and be, like, messaging them and it would be a fish bot. And I'd be like, oh, God. Come on, wipe mage down.
Nice.
So that's our top 10. That's our top 10 list this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you can find
more.
Some humor out of those.
Keep submitting them, and
keep submitting ideas for top 10 lists because we're gonna need them.
Some good stuff in there.
Post them on our forums. We read the forums.
We say we do, and we're serious about it. We're not just kidding. We actually do read the forums.
We need your help, citizens of Vanadil.
Help me out.
Lend me Captain your America need your help.
Okay.
Freedom prevails.
I think Chin has a rant of sorts to talk about.
Yes. Yes, I'm very angry.
Uh-oh.
You don't sound angry, dude. You need to get a little more
rawr. So not angry.
Lion.
Angry. Yeah, I don't do that.
What was that?
Don't ask.
Okay, go.
So I've been leveling my thief, right, in the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm sitting there all, you know, ready and waiting with my gears and my gills and my food and whatnot.
You got your gears and your gills, you see now, and
shut your SATA.
Don't interrupt her. Don't interrupt her.
I saw an opportunity and I said, continue.
So I get an invite, right? And they're just like, you know, do you need a party? I'm like, sure. So I hop in the party. And we kill something, and it's like a mandragore, and it takes like way too long. So I look at the party list. Everyone in the party besides me had an underleveled sub. Now, first, like the little alarm went off in my head, like RMT,
right.
Not RMT. No. These are people from like known decent link shells on my server.
They're just
noobs.
There was a
you see that the most
no,
in jungle.
There was a bard. Mm. Level 25 with a ninja sub. Level
Why?
8. Level 8.
Level 8.
Let alone ninja.
There was a warrior.
That's terrible.
With
my
a ninja
hurts.
Sub. Level 10.
You know what they're...
All of these people were 25
see, that doesn't
plus.
Make any sense, though.
There was a white mage subbing red mage, and the red mage was only like 4. And this is like this is
that
like
screams
everyone.
RMT.
Where's my headache medicine?
Or noob.
It does, right? Well, no. Here's the other thing. This happened to me till I got a party earlier today at level 28. I got a party, and everyone was leveled. Besides that, every party I've had in the jungle, and I've had a good 6 or 7, there's been at least 2 people, sometimes all the way up to the other 5.
I've seen that a lot, especially
sub.
In the
she
jungle.
She has a point.
Where well, people have underleveled sub, because...
The thing
I guess,
that kills me is I check them, and it's like link shells that I know aren't RMT. Like, I know people from the link shell. And just like, what are you doing?
See, with the whole ninja, the sub ninja thing, I could understand someone having a gimped sub because they're trying to get to level 30 to unlock a job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you have a ninja,
you already have
a job at level 30,
right.
So there's no excuse there. And to have it below at least level 12. Standards. You know what I mean?
Yeah, at least. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't, if you're gonna it's not be even 25, like they're getting anything. What do they get? Maybe like 2 extra evasion at that level by subbing Ninja?
What was, there was no point to
at level 8? I don't know.
On a bard, there's no point to sub it.
Right.
No, it was just...
because you're not pulling.
Mm-hmm. That's very weird, Chinchilla.
I couldn't understand it, man. And it was like every party. Every single one.
Well, no, it does. She has a point, because that happened with a friend of mine on my Link shell. He was in this party in his 40s. And their sub jobs were really, really low. They were like level 10. Most of them were like level 10 warrior. Mm-hmm. But all their jobs were like thief, mage, a thief job, a mage job, that sort of thing. But, you know, and they were rank 1 to top it all off. And then on top of it, half of them were like disconnecting anyway.
Huh. RMT.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's RMT.
That's why I told you they were RMT. That was just too scary.
Well, it's like,
I think my most classic story is I got into this party with, I swear this happened. I got into this party in the jungle, and like, there's this chick named Red Mage, and then there's this dude named Black Mage.
Oh my god.
There's this chick named Warrior.
Dude, don't even get me started with all the Sephiroths.
I think
that
Warrior
we have.
Wasn't spelled Warrior. It was spelled like Warrior or something.
Well,
like that.
You know, you gotta get that moon speaking.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously there's no Link shell. They're anonymous. Their gear is, they're wearing like lizard gear. You know, it's all bootleg.
Seriously, with all the money they get, you would think that they could afford decent gear.
No, impossible.
They sell it all.
I have a question.
They sell it all.
Well, I think some like RMTs are actually have Link shells of their own because, Fowler, remember when, Norshanks was in that party I told you about earlier, a few minutes ago.
They were all on Link shells?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, sometimes they can get into the normal Link shells if they talk a little to people, you know. You just want to be nice and give someone a Link shell. It looks like they're new.
Yeah, mm-hmm. True, because they barely say anything when he was in party.
Well, dude.
Weird. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Chinch, for sharing that rant with us.
Some good stuff.
We got any Johnny McNew this week?
We do. And I need to look up what it is because I totally forgot. So why don't you do email while I look at that?
All right, I'll do email.
I'm
and then
prepared
we'll do
for the win. Okay.
All right, we got one email this week. From someone named Tuscan Salami, and it's a very long email. So I am going to do my best to condense it into Pet Food Alpha sized email.
Oh,
so,
delicious.
He basically says,
like IR email, IR like show.
IR like podcast. Okay. So anyways, he says, hey, I can't emphasize enough how much I like your podcast. It helps the time fly by. He says that he is currently into World of Warcraft.
We can
change that. Don't worry. You know,
convert
there's
him.
Still, there's still help.
Convert.
Apparently, he says he has the urge to come back to Final Fantasy XI.
Excellent.
In fact, in one part of the email, he says that it wouldn't be too hard for him to actually run World of Warcraft and Final Fantasy at the same time.
Done it.
Just switching
I've
his
done
attention.
It. It's not
yes,
hard.
You have. Yes, you have.
Is
and
it
I've
possible?
Even called you in on it.
Yes, it is. I've fished and played in a party and talked on the phone. It's
oh,
not
right.
hard.
Wow. Yeah, he's the king of multitasking. You can't deny it, man. It scares me.
Well, if you can do that, then definitely props to you, because I have the attention span of a carrot. And
carrot,
where? Really, yeah, carrot.
Where's
where?
What kind of carrot? Bob carrot? Sandorian carrot?
Delicious carrot.
So basically, he says he has urges to play Final Fantasy XI again, and listening to the podcast helps him kind of feed that Jones that he has. So, hey, man, listen. If you need a world pass, I will be more than happy to hook you up, and we can bring you back. Bring you back. You can bring it back.
I got extra money allowed. I can, you know, send it to
basically,
him.
He gives a suggestion on maybe something that we could talk about, and maybe we could talk about doing this at some point, but basically the different interworkings of MMORPGs and, you know, how they differ in, you know, that World of Warcraft cool. versus
that's
Final
true.
Fantasy.
That's a
good
idea.
How the money works, you know, how maintenance works and, right. you know, just the interworkings. So,
very cool idea.
Yeah, very cool. Thank you very much
that's
for the email.
Yeah.
We always appreciate your input. He says
well,
again.
Yeah.
He says again.
I played
you all
a lot, so.
He says again. You all do a fantastic show. It's so fun to listen to you all discuss what you've been up to, joking around, putting babies in drawers. It's an absolute blast to hear. Keep up the great work, and here's hoping for many more podcasts to come. Signed, Tuscan Salami. Thank you very much.
Mm.
Good email.
You can come back
hungry.
As a Taru.
Yeah.
Kind of hungry for Tuscan salami.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hungry
oh,
for
he
Taru
did say
now.
That he did. He
I got
did
a
crate,
and it's more cowbell.
The email said he was a dragoon when he was playing. So.
Ooh,
it's a hard
I like
knock
him.
Life.
Oh,
lost a dragoon. Lalderg. That's sad.
It's a hard knock life.
Lalderg.
Lost a lot of dragoons this month.
Thanks for backing up.
Well, I had a dragoon bash me because I was a monk.
What?
Yeah.
All right, so Johnny McNew.
Yeah, we do have a Johnny McNew
what
this
is
week.
Johnny McNew?
I'll mention it briefly. As you know, Squiggy's been doing our Johnny McNew segment. This week
Squiggy
we have,
is awesome.
Squiggy is awesome. This week we got Eco Warrior.
Eco Warrior.
And if you don't know what that is, that's included in the post.
Yep, go
so
check out our forums.
Go ahead and check it out. It's in the blog section under Johnny McNew.
Oh, it's in
the blog
section.
Sunday.
Eco Warrior is really cool, and in fact, I've heard tales of people using the Dragon Chronicles page. Basically, you get this Dragon Chronicles page for doing it, and it gives
it's
you
fun.
Like instant
EXP.
So, like, I've heard rumors where, you know, you're fighting Mott and you're very close to leveling and you're having a hard time and you use the Dragon Chronicles and you level during the fight and you get all your you get all your MP and HP
a few
back.
People have done it, yeah.
You can do that.
I've done it, yeah.
Do it on Matt.
It's really cool. I don't know if it's a set amount of EXP.
No higher than 1,000.
Yeah.
It's,
you get it's no higher than 1,000. You only get a certain amount at that point, yeah. It doesn't go any higher than that.
Eco Warrior is very cool. It's hard, but it's cool.
Yeah.
You know what? If I do that again, I'm gonna try that on a level 1 job. See how many levels I get.
So you can do it.
Yeah.
Over and over again. Very cool.
Yep. Some people use it to beat Matt, depending.
Mm-hmm.
You get 1,000 or 800 close, and then they would use it.
Yeah.
Get extra HP back.
Where?
Very cool.
Right
well, that about wraps it up, I think.
That does wrap it up. Check out my video.
Play it one more time, Stay for the
and,
win.
I wanna, I'm really,
wars.
Really curious to know like what you guys think of it. So go check that out. You can email your questions, as always, to petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Go to BeTheGamer.com and check out our forums and our blogs and all of our really good stuff there.
It's very nice.
We are a fun bunch of peoples.
Wild and crazy guys.
Yeah, we don't bite. Except for Pelly Summoner. His femur bites people.
Yeah.
Diablos is always hungry.
Diablos needs to get neutered.
For those of you that don't know, we are on iTunes. For those of you that have iPods and want to listen to Pet Food Alpha at work.
That was so British.
Right. So
for those of you who have all pods out there, we're gonna put it off like all pods out since we are down out.
Oh bugger.
And with that
okay. Thank you very much for joining us today. I'd like to thank our guests, Rusty Tiger and Fowley.
Thank you guys.
Yes,
well, thank you very much for joining us. Tune in next
for
week.
Us.
Tune in next week when we will talk about
stuff.
Lots of stuff.
And Steak will plug his show, a video about
one more time.
No, I will not. I'm done plugging.
Dude, I'll plug it for you.
We plug it for you.
Maybe one more time.
Be the game. Russia, everybody else plug video.
Go.
We plug video.
Like Sleeve of Wizard.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Only in Soviet Russia.
All right. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Later.